through, because I think there are parts that are introductory that we can do without the attachments.
Oh, absolutely. And if there's anything where I need to take you back through once we have the paper, I...
Yeah, just mind your jacket.
Thank you. Okay. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and Commissioners. These legal submissions are made on behalf of Dr. Whittle and Dr. Fox, along with their young family who were residents of Bunnythorpe.
Thank you. And Ms. Tancock, you can sit, but you can also stand if that's your preference.
I'm trying to figure out where the Zoom angle goes.
I think they've got you pretty well.
Good.
It's been well set up.
The panel will hear from Dr. Whittles and Fox personally on the notice of requirement, but these submissions will focus on the following key legal issues. And I've tried to arrange these. It may seem a little unusual, but in chronological order as to how the errors occurred. So we have the consideration of alternatives, scope of the designation, the application of the permitted baseline, future traffic integration, certainty of effects, amenity effects, and the lapse date.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
Consideration of alternatives. Section 13171(1)(b) of the RMA directs the panel to have particular regard to whether adequate consideration has been given to alternative sites, routes, or methods of undertaking the work. The expression "have particular regard to" is a stronger direction than "have regard to". The process of the panel's inquiry is on KiwiRail's process for considering alternative sites rather than the outcome of that consideration. The requiring authority should have taken sufficient investigations to satisfy itself of the option that is proposed and should not have acted arbitrarily or considered options in a cursory fashion. And as you've heard from Council KiwiRail in the opening, a more careful consideration of alternatives is required where there's significant effects of allowing the requirement or a significant impact on private land. Both circumstances apply to KiwiRail's notice of requirement. And so it's submitted that KiwiRail's process of considering alternatives must be assessed to a very high standard.
So you're saying that the word adequate derives meaning from context?
Yes, sir. The Basin Bridge case, the Board of Inquiry there found that NZTA's consideration of alternatives was inadequate because it had not undertaken the assessment in a transparent and replicable fashion. NZTA's analysis had not been transparent about the weightings that were given to various factors, and it had failed to document how the evaluation criteria were weighted. It submitted that KiwiRail's consideration of alternatives suffers from a similar lack of transparency and replicability that was therefore inadequate. The issue arises because KiwiRail has failed to document and explain to the panel how its bid for funding from the Provincial Growth Fund in 2018 and the grant of provincial growth funding impacted on its multi-criteria analysis and decision in the conferencing process in 2019. In order to explain this issue, it's necessary to set out in some detail the background to KiwiRail's grant of provincial growth funding.
What does replicability mean in the context of an analysis of this type? What does that mean?
I think the panel needs to satisfy itself that it could go back and do that exercise again, that it has the sufficient information that it can essentially replicate or go through the same steps that those that KiwiRail's team did in those workshops.
Right, so that the idea is that there is some methodology that can be repeated.
That's correct. And also because the emphasis here is on the process that they followed. So to enable the panel to, I guess, satisfy itself that the process that's followed was correct, it's important that it's able to replicate that.
Yeah, I see. And is that... Do they really mean replicability, or do they mean verifiable? Like, I mean, replicate means to repeat... but I'm not sure that we would be going through a replication exercise.
No, but I think to be able to verify something, you need to be able to
follow what
has happened. So I take your point, but I think the point I was trying to make that it should be on. The panel need to look at the process that's made, that's happened, and they need to be able to have sufficient certainty as to that process to be able to make that alternatives assessment.
Yeah.
It appears that by around July 2018, Kiwi Rail had resolved that it would seek provincial growth funding for a regional intermodal hub near Palmerston North and prepare a business case. And I guess this is where we could turn to the documents if they have been provided, but we don't necessarily.
Commissioners, do you have those on your email yet?
No, I've seen them. I'm just going to flick them through now. Okay.
They're coming through now.
We don't. Yeah, I think it'll be fine to do it without. On the 10th of July 2018, the Mayor of Palmerston North City Council wrote to the Chief Executive of Kiwi Rail, recording that they'd met to discuss the project. The Mayor provided his endorsement for the business case, and he also noted the City was well positioned to provide that for the intermodal hub, and that the green industrial land zoned in the location you have identified. The Mayor's letter did not disclose the location that had been identified, but it seems clear that Kiwi Rail had plans for a particular location on a greenfield industrial zone land, and that had been discussed.
So is that the Longburn site?
No. Not. I'm assuming it's the site that we have, because if you look at the letter, I'll continue with the other documentation and it will become clear. Kiwi Rail then finalised its business case for provincial growth funding, which is recorded as having been endorsed by the board on the 23rd of August. The business case requested funding in two phases, and it will cover phase 1A, covering site identification, designation, master planning and concept design, and phase 1B to cover land acquisition. While the initial funding tranche was for site identification, including RMA processes, the business case contains numerous references to the funding being sought for the acquisition of land in the northeast industrial zone in Bunnythorpe. Subsequent government documents are also clear that Kiwi Rail was seeking funding for the Greenfield site it had identified at Bunnythorpe, and that included the North Industrial Zone. For example, a paper prepared by the Provincial Development Unit for a meeting of the Regional Economic Development Ministers on 5th of November 2018 stated that Kiwi Rail was seeking funding for acquisition of land in the Northeast Industrial Zone in Bunnythorpe, Palmerston North. Cabinet then went on to approve the funding bid for $40 million, and Kiwi Rail entered into a funding agreement with Treasury. The agreement describes the funded project as comprising preparation of the master plan and concept design for the transport hub in or near Palmerston North, site option analysis and site selection for the new hub, securing a designation under Section 168 of the RMA prior to the potential of purchase of land for a new site in or around Palmerston North, acquisition of significant land in the identified location to develop the growth hub. It appears from the terms of the funding agreement that it may well cover funding for the acquisition of land at any site that's identified in or near Palmerston North. However, it's significant that the Kiwi Rail's business case was presented on the premise of a site in Bunnythorpe in the Nenes. Following the grant of provincial growth funding, Kiwi Rail commenced the site options analysis. This is recorded in Stantec's June 2020 report on the multi-criteria analysis and the decision conferencing process. For present purposes, it suffices to note that Kiwi Rail and its consultant Stantec convened three workshops in the period of August to November 2019 to identify a preferred site. The workshop participants were a range of Kiwi Rail, NZTA and Stantec staff and other consultants. Following the first workshop, nine site options along the rail corridor were identified. These were at Bunnythorpe, four were at Bunnythorpe, four were at Longburn and one was at the existing Tremaine Avenue site. The only one option, site three, involved the use of lands in the Nenes near Bunnythorpe. Each option was assigned scores for the range of criteria, and each criterion was assessed as awaiting. Some options were dismissed as fatally flawed. The 9 options that were reduced to a shortlist of 3 options after the second workshop. All 3 of the shortlisted options were at Bunnythorpe, including Site 3. Site 3 was ultimately identified as the preferred location. Site 3 is the Bunnythorpe site incorporating land of the Nenes, for which KiwiRail has issued its notice of requirement. There's a glaring omission from the Stantec report, which undermines the transparency and replicability of the MCA process. The report makes no mention to the fact that prior to the workshop commencing, KiwiRail had already developed a preference for the Bunnythorpe Nenes site and had identified that in its business case. It's unclear whether this was explained to workshop participants. It seemed very likely that at least some of the participants, particularly those employees of KiwiRail, would have been aware of what was said in the Provincial Growth Fund business case. Therefore, KiwiRail's preference for a North Nenes Bunnythorpe site may have had some influence on that MCA process. It's anticipated that KiwiRail will argue that the history of the Provincial Growth business case was irrelevant to the MACA process because KiwiRail's funding agreement covers any site in or near Palmerston North, and so the availability of the funding would not have influenced the decision conferencing. That argument would have had some merit if KiwiRail or Stantec had been transparent and documented the information that was provided to the workshop participants about the PGF funding process. However, there's no such documentation. The report says that a summary of the information provided to the specialists is contained in Appendix 1, and that summary makes no mention of the provincial growth funding process, KiwiRail's preference for a Bunnythorpe site, or the fact that the funded project was at a site, for a site at or near Palmerston North. In my submission, this omission means that the panel can have no comfort as to whether KiwiRail's preference for Bunnythorpe Nenes site had influenced the consideration of alternatives. It's entirely possible that some participants, such as KiwiRail employees, understood that KiwiRail had identified the Bunnythorpe site.
Just to pause there, I have a call coming. This is my conference call. Excuse me.